Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yes, it's another off night for the Knicks and Celtics, but we're not here tomorrow, obviously. So we'll get you set for game three tomorrow afternoon at the Garden as the Knicks will go for the commanding 3-0 series lead. Some of the reaction to what went on up in Boston. Here's Colin Cowherd, who totally downgraded the game one victory for the Knicks. I believe he said something along the lines of it was the least important game one road win there could be. Because the Celtics were still going to win the series. Well, upon further review,
it was a win for Manalytics. It's about men and resilience and grit and toughness and not being nervous Nelly in the clutch. And I know what I said. The Knicks are not going to win another game. I know it. But watching the Celtics collapse, you know what I thought about? The math nerds will not take over our sport. The basketball gods are pushing back.
All right, so we're going after the analytics. He's been swayed a bit. How about former Celtic Kendrick Perkins?
I don't give a damn what nobody say. The Celtics are done. They're not coming back in this series. I have all the trust and faith in the New York Knicks. They're going to win this series. The Celtics will be lucky to get one game.
Wow. How things turn quickly, hey. Huh?
I mean, I wish I felt that confident about it,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Well, I feel like most Knicks fans are just cautiously optimistic, like waiting for something to happen.
I also think if the Celtics actually finish off one of these games, if they get up 20 and win by 30, then everybody's scared about them winning another game themselves.
Maybe. I still saw a team go win two games on the road and coming home. I mean, still impressive. I don't care how bad the Celtics shooting was.
Would you bet the Knicks to win the series now?
Yeah, up 2-0, I would.
You would?
I would. Would I put my mortgage on it? No, but would I put $100 on it? Sure.
You said it's on even money right now?
No, it's actually the Celtics are now favored again. The Celtics are minus 116 and the Knicks are minus 102. Hmm. So just a slight favorite for the Celtics, but they're still favored.
All right, we'll get to Paul Pierce and his 20-mile walk to work out in L.A. a little bit later on in the show. We know all about the missed threes for the Celtics for the first two games, shooting it poorly. Don't look for them to stop hoisting them up, though. Here's Jason Tatum.
We have a way that we play, we have an identity, and it can't waver just because, you know, we missing shots. We can't change who we are.
And hey, law of averages, eventually things will turn.
You know, when you're open, you gotta shoot the ball. You know, don't worry about the last shot, don't worry about the next shot. You know, shoot it with confidence, and you know, I'm sure that, you know, they'll start falling soon.
And that's kind of what I said to Jerry this morning, and he said, maybe not. You know, it's just one series. You could have a week or
this
so.
This isn't a season. This is a series.
Yeah.
So, CeeLo, I totally forgot about what Dan and Mount Olive's going to ask you about. I can't believe I forgot because it was such a big part of the last time of you being here. Dan, good morning. How are you?
Good, guys. How you guys doing?
What's up, Dan?
I got to be quick. I'm getting pulled over by a cop right now. CeeLo, real quick, but I got to get this out. I got a coworker who's going on, I don't know, a week straight of hiccups. I don't hear any hiccups this morning, and we need an update. How you got rid of them? What worked?
All clear. I think a little bit of time, watching what I was eating, some antacids, and that was pretty much it. You know, it was
no sugar on the tongue.
No, I didn't do that.
You didn't sprint.
I didn't do that. I did at our Dowlings event in Roselle Park. I did drink some water upside down out of a glass.
Okay. Try that. You were upside down?
Well, like you bend over and you drink from the, so like you'd normally drink from the near side of the glass. So you kind of grip your teeth around the backside of the glass and then tilt it backwards. I got a photo if you'd like to see it.
Sure, yeah. But
so that didn't hurt. I wouldn't say it immediately eliminated them for good, okay. But it definitely, as I went along, they got further and further apart.
How long have they been gone for now?
Oh, it was that.
That day was the last one.
We were in Hazlitt. People were asking us, and I was like, I'm all good now.
Oh, that's right.
So that's Saturday, pretty much. Let's see. How long ago was that? A couple weeks? I'll find the picture for you during the break at some point. Yeah, here it is.
Okay.
Hi, I'm Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. And this is our biggest sale ever. Buy a new air conditioner or furnace and get 72 months interest-free financing and up to a $4,000 system rebate. Plus, Four Seasons guarantees to beat any competitor's price by up to $1,000, guaranteed. Call today for your free in-home estimate and same-day installation.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
Chicago, the grudge matches on the gridirons might be gone, but get ready to hit the ball and touch them all at your local Chevy dealer, where you'll find the real MVPs of SUVs. If you're thinking about rounding third and heading for home in a new Chevy, you're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to take the next step and banner up. Need the power and durability of a Silverado? The all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer? The spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban? Or the sporty city-friendly Trax? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to win the game like a pro. So don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate the nearest dealer, and start shopping online. Things are warming up out there, and you need a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com. Chevy. Together, let's drive.
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And then taking the, I don't have a grade. There's a video of it, but think about the opposite side of the glass. And you've got to do it bent over like that to get the...
Whatever works.
Oh, boy, I'm giving Eddie drugs.
Yeah, you do not look great in that first picture there. It looks
I didn't say
strange.
It looks great.
Yeah.
It's definitely an awkward angle, but let's put it this way. As the water was going down, I was like, okay, I could see where this feels different and could have some sort of... positive impact.
Well, thank God you got rid of those hiccups because we heard people who had them for years.
We're all good. Years, and people were concerned about a possible heart attack. I think I'm in the clear there.
For now.
For now. We're all good. Yeah. All right, last night in Minnesota, no Steph Curry for the Warriors. Timberwolves got a bit of a scare with Anthony Edwards, but he returned, and a former Knick had himself a game along the way.
Wolves look to put away Jimmy Butler and the Warriors. The three ball from Jimmy. No, Ant's got the rebound. Hit ahead. Randall's ahead of the field. Breakaway. Two-headed slam. The Wolves now lead by 21 with just over 4 minutes left. Timeout Golden State, and that might do it.
Timberwolves radio, that's the NBA for you. They're up 21 with just over 4 minutes to go. That might do it.
Well, you know,
we see these leads just evaporate, but not in this case. 117-93 for Minnesota, even the series at one. Randall with 24 points, 11 assists, 7 rebounds. But yeah, the storyline out of this one with Draymond Green again, who was upset postgame after getting a tech when he got fouled by Naz Reid. Steve Kerr said he was trying to sell the call and flailed a bit to get the official's attention. He gets a tech, and then he had a very brief statement for the media in the postgame locker room.
I look like the angry black man. I'm not an angry black man. I'm a very successful, educated black man with a great family, and I'm great at basketball. I'm great at what I do. The agenda to try to keep making me look like an angry black man is crazy. I'm sick of it. It's ridiculous.
And with that, he walked off.
What is the agenda? I don't...
Yeah, he's just out of his mind here. I mean, there's been so many instances in his career where he's crossed the line. And I'm not saying that the media doesn't portray certain guys a certain way, that maybe he's unfairly in other instances. Not here. I'm sorry. He punched his teammate in the face. In a practice, he broke his teammate's face. Not everybody does that. He got suspended in an NBA Finals game for kicking an opponent in the nuts. Not everybody does that. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's on and on and on and on and on, foot up in the air, elbows everywhere. I mean, nobody's trying to make you look like an angry black man. You are a crazy person on the basketball court. Right.
Might be a great dad and a great family man away from the court, but when you play basketball, you play with a chip on your shoulder.
Yeah, just own it, for God's sakes. Yeah.
Well, speaking of the on-court versus off-court, perhaps a little context. Apparently, and I did see a little video, apparently there was an incident where a fan was ejected for hurling a racial slur at him when he was on the exercise bike off on the bench. So perhaps that was part of what had him angered after the game.
Oh, maybe. But, okay.
Yeah, that was part of what went on. Tonight, Pacers back at home. They go for a 3-0 series lead over the Cavaliers, and the Thunder and the Nuggets play game 3 in Denver with that series tied at 1. Stanley Cup playoffs. Capitals got even with the Hurricanes, winning game 2 at home 3-1. And late last night in Las Vegas, the Oilers made it 6 straight playoff wins with their dynamic duo teaming up in overtime.
Crank it up the right wing to Perry. Now to McDavid with room. Gets in over the line across. Draisaitl scores! Leon Draisaitl ends the game in overtime.
Oilers Radio 5.
Nobody cares about hockey.
For the final over the Golden Knights, 2-0 series lead heading back to Edmonton. I believe the Oilers killed off a 5-minute penalty in that overtime as well,
major.
If I'm not mistaken. Yep, so they get the win there, and they've been rolling after losing the first two games to the Kings in the first round. Baseball tonight, you got the Mets home for the Cubs, 7-10 on ADD Mets Odyssey Radio. Clay Holmes and Jameson Taillon, the starters there, and the Yankees are out in Sacramento to visit the A's. 9:25 coverage here on The Fan. Will Warren opposed by Osvaldo Beto. I don't know this gentleman. I don't know if either.
Me either.
Yeah, well, he's starting tonight for Oakland. What do you got there, Chair?
Oh, I just did the Sim Tankathon lottery. Brooklyn came up number one.
Oh, okay.
That's all.
That's what you have to look forward
to. That's it, yeah.
Yeah.
Which I didn't realize is Monday.
Yeah, that's right. It is Monday.
So we'll get some answers Monday night.
Hopefully they do a little better. Hopefully they do what the Islanders did, and they move up
just
and get that
top
number one
three.
Pick.
That's all I want. Top
there
three.
You go.